You ready?
Sure.
And I know who you are. I'm not going to pretend there. You are Pat Morita. And what are you doing here today at the Stand Up for Ohio Festival at the Ohio State Fairgrounds?
I can hold the mic, please.
Hi, Tom. Thanks very much for interviewing me. I'm working here at the Sierra Club booth. We have a booth that talks about the work of the Sierra Club around the state of Ohio. And we're working on a lot of issues. As your listeners may or may not know, the Sierra Club is the largest grassroots environmental organization in the country. We have over 2 million members in the United States and some also in Canada. And we have people working at the local levels, a lot of grassroots people, which is what's different from some of the other organizations. We have people working at the state level, and we have people working at the local level. So at the state level, we are working with other organizations on some of the listeners here may know has been a problem is hydraulic fracturing. It's a new technique. Now, they've been using hydraulic fracturing to obtain natural gas and drilling for natural gas for a lot of years. However, this new process is deep well, much deeper. It's going down over a mile. It's going down into shale bedrock, well below the water table. And they're actually putting in water, much, much water they're injecting down below, our fresh water. They're adding some of 596 chemicals we found that they are using. And they're exempt from the Clean Water Act. They're exempt from the Clean Air Act. They're exempt from the Safe Drinking Water Act while they're doing all this, putting these 596 chemicals down under such extreme pressure that it breaks open the rock, cracks open the little fissures in the rock, and they can obtain some natural gas. This has been a real problem, especially even for the labor unions, which the Sierra Club works with the Blue Green Alliance. We work a lot with labor unions, and we're finding out that these natural gas companies, they're not hiring union members. They're hiring non-union truckers. Many, many trucks are used in this process to haul the water, the drilling rigs, and then haul away the toxic water, which is what once was fresh water is now become toxic. They are able to extract about half of it from the ground, and the rest is left in the ground to pollute the ground. So people that know about this process, they know that the gas companies are lying about the safety of it. People may have seen the movie Gasland, where people were lighting their tap water on fire, and they had some of these chemicals were in their drinking water. So
what could be done about it? How can people get involved with this issue?
You can email, let's see, wait a second. You can have people email. Dave Simons is our chair of our statewide fracking committee. I don't even know his. Okay. If people are interested in getting involved, you can email our water quality coordinator at the state of Ohio. It's Matt Trocken. It's Matt, M-A-T-T, dot Trocken, T-R-O-K-A-N, at sierraclub.org. So that's sierraclub.org.
So you look around here as we're sitting inside this pavilion here, a lot of different causes being represented here. What's a common theme, do you think, that's tying all this together, in your opinion? I have my answer, or a tentative answer at least. What's yours?
Well, we think it's the takeover of America by large monetary interests, corporate interests. We think it's the takeover of America by the also by the political, a few greedy political interests that are working in concert with multinational corporations. They want to pollute. They don't want to hire union people. And they don't want the democratic process to work.
So any thoughts on a sort of a right-wing extremist takeover of our political process? Not to be gloom and doom, but it seems like some of the right-wing extreme types might be have greater cultural relevant or resonance than, say, some of the left-wing extremists. I mean, it'd be nice to have neither extreme, but have you thought about that? Is there anything that we can do to organize and have an alliance between a variety of social justice groups and environmental groups? I know you have the Blue-Green Alliance with the Sierra Club and U.S. Steel, but is that part of the answer, that we need more coalitions or alliances between environmental and the poverty groups, the social justice groups?
Well, first I want to say that it's not that it's the Sierra Club and the steel workers. U.S. Steel is the corporation that may or may not want to give union workers their rights. In fact, U.S. Steel has been quite a problematic player in all of this. Definitely closing down jobs and trying to make money in ways other than actually making steel, playing these games with money, investments, this, that, and the other thing, sort of like what the banks did when they were making money on phony pieces of paper. So I think right now I think this is a really important meeting here that's showing that, hey, working America and environmental America, everybody is really waking up to the need for all of us to get involved to make these changes, because if we don't, they will nitpick away our democratic rights.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you very much, Tom.